there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yesterday was freaking awesome in the NBA. And we started with, obviously, the East is interesting, Jonathan, because of the injuries. Embiid looks like he could be back tomorrow. But the Knicks, I had this on one of the iPads. The Knicks and Thunder was an awesome game. And what Brunson is doing without Anunoby, without Mitchell Robinson, after he came back for a couple of days, and Randall is awesome.
Oh, dude, it's incredible what he's been able to do up to this point right now. And it's funny because he's not really going to get any MVP consideration, but he probably should have a little bit more than what he's going to get. But outside of that, no, he's been brilliant. And what I've liked a lot about this team is what they've done in terms of kind of steering into a little bit more of the variance, Patrick. Like, they're playing these three, we'll call them guards, right, in Brunson and DiVincenzo and Deuce, and now all of a sudden they're just, like, ratcheting up threes. Like, it's just Jalen Brunson, attack the rim, or kick it out to shooters and just shoot, and shoot like crazy. It's been awesome to watch. And they're, I do have – this is totally unfair, but I'll say it. I do have my reservations of how well does this work in a postseason when you're playing a best-of-seven series where teams are constantly, you know, hunting mismatches, and you would hope that OG Anunoby is going to be back and fully healthy by that time to kind of offset some of that. But you can't deny how hard this team fights every single time. And in every single one of these situations down the stretch, especially against bad teams, they have been smoking some of these bad teams outside of the Spurs the other night.
Yeah, Tibbs hasn't worn out yet. Like, no. If I were to say to you, the Thunder at 6.5 to come out of the West, or the Knicks at 12-1 to come out of the East. I mean, obviously there's a chasm in pricing, but which team has a better chance to come out of their respective conference?
I would say I'd still stick with the Thunder only because we don't have the injury questions with them that we do with New York, if that's fair, right? Like, even if OG Anunoby comes back, we don't know how fully healthy he is. Unless I've missed it, we still don't have an official update on what's going on with Julius Randle,
no,
right, in terms of what
don't.
If he's going to even come back at all. And so I think that for me, Patrick, given the fact that for Oklahoma City, could be like a 2 seed, really wouldn't have a super hard path of resistance on the way to a Western Conference Finals, and the fact that they're pretty much healthy outside of Shea dealing with a little bit of a quad injury, and we saw him yesterday, of course, overcome that a bit. I would still go with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The 76ers beat up on the Raptors. The Raptors kind of mailing it in. 135-120. We mentioned, JBT, Jonathan, that it looks like Embiid could return tomorrow. They're sitting 8. Currently in the play-in in the East. Let's talk about Philadelphia moving forward and your expectations.
All right, so I'm hoping it's great because this is at one point it looked like a brilliant future. They were down to like 9-1 to win the finals. I've got them about 27-1, something like that, to win the NBA Finals. They're 30 now, so you can go and find that price and even better.
I did this morning.
Yeah, right there. See,
I bet it.
And I would. Like, look, if you're going to bring him back with about 7-6 games left, you're going to let him come along slowly, Patrick. And if he finds the groove in these next 6 games that he was in before he got injured, Joel Embiid was an MVP. He was going to win this MVP running away. He was absolutely incredible. You know, more points than minutes played, all of these things. And so you give him time to get ready. And I think, at least, if you get that 7 seed and you fall into that other side of the bracket, which would be taking on Milwaukee, a more winnable series, you know, in terms of probability than it would against the Boston Celtics, and a team that they would have confidence against because they have played them well. Joel Embiid has played them well. I think that that's one where that's a team that's got some upward mobility. Like that team, if they're healthy with Embiid, there is something there to work with.
Also, we don't trust the rest of the East.
Right. I mean, outside of the three, and I would say I think the caveat there is Cleveland has been so beleaguered with injuries since the All-Star break. Donovan Mitchell got the injection. Matt Strus missed some time. Dean Wade's still not back. Evan Mobley missed time. That team, statistically, when you look at some of their best lineups, is incredible, especially when they stagger Mobley and Allen. So I think that you're probably capping it at like 3.5, 4. And if you want to say 4.5 with the Knicks, depending, you know, just because they play really hard. But I think outside of that, to your point, we're not expecting anybody, maybe Miami, because they're finally starting to get healthy too, to really make a push forward.
And speaking of trusting the East, how about the Bulls yesterday? They went to Minnesota and beat them 109-101. Yeah. They were catching 8.5. That is, you always have a specific team every year, every sport. If I bet on the Bulls, I lose. If I fade them, I lose. I don't know anything about that team. I can't get a read.
Yeah, I wrote about this a little bit yesterday in that I think it was a little of a favorable spot for Chicago yesterday, Patrick, in that you have to like the minutes load that has been on Anthony Edwards' shoulders since Carl Anthony Towns went down with injury has been immense. So then you look at them on Friday night. They go into Denver, no Jamal Murray. They beat down the Nuggets. They look absolutely incredible. But you play like 38, 40 minutes in that game. Then just after a day off, you play a Chicago team that is still pretty desperate. They want to maintain their spot now, which leads to a really big game later tonight, to stay ahead of Atlanta because they want home court in that secondary play-in. So I thought situationally it was kind of a bad spot for them. But overall, to your point, the Bulls for me are just very inconsistent. It annoys me because they're about 3 wins away from going over their win total. I bet them under their win total. I don't know why they keep trying. They need to just give up and quit. But that's just not going to be the case. So I would agree with you that I haven't had the strongest read on them in the big picture here, Chicago.
Yeah, they're 9. Atlanta's 10. It looks like they're both going to make the play-in. Chicago at 9, Atlanta 10. DeJounte Murray, did you guys see what he did against the Celtics on that second half of a back-to-back with the day in between? He went freaking nuclear. He's been awesome.
He's a good player.
Oh, well, yeah, he is. But you talk about a team that, like, can we get some consistency? What the hell with this Atlanta team, right? And that was, like, a weird scheduling quirk because Boston had to play 2 games in Atlanta, but they had, like, 2 days off in between. And then between that, Atlanta actually had to play Portland. So, like, this weird scheduling quirk where you're just sitting on the road waiting for your opponent. But outside of that, it's the worst cover team in the NBA. Can't figure out anything that's going on with this squad. And then, of course, sure enough, you go 4-1 in a home stretch straight up and against the spread, 2 outright wins over Boston.
You know what, Patrick? We didn't pat ourselves enough on the back for that. We nailed that one. Remember? We said it was dangerous for young kids to have a weekend or a couple days off in Atlanta when, you know, you got Magic City Wings right around the corner.
Sure.
Lemon Pepper Lou. Like, that was a crazy spot. Would you prefer Atlanta, who beat Boston the next night they hosted Portland, or would you want to back a team so they're not going to be rested, or back a team, a young team like Boston that's going to hang out at Atlanta and go to the strip club? Because trust me, that's what all NBA players do in Atlanta and Houston. That was a weird scheduling spot, no doubt.
Absolutely. No doubt. Atlanta stinks, though. I'm tired of them.
Yeah. The Boston thing, it almost feels like they're just playing out the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I'll say, because I think that might trump up the conversation of, hey, they're better without Trae Young. As I keep putting it, they're just better with one of them on the floor at one time. Like, the two of them together just don't really gel and mesh. But having just one lead guard to run everything really just does help everything else.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.